What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That's right, Joel. On the Twitch page, Hot Tuesday here in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. We'll talk about that a little bit more as well. But make sure that you know that we got that heat wave coming through, baby. So be prepared. I seen all three of us make sure we got shorts on today, and we work inside. So make sure you take care of yourself if you're out there, if you have the opportunity to be prepared, because it's gonna be a hot one. We get into the 90s for the rest of the week. I'll talk about that a little bit later. But always get involved with the program, 713-572-4610, or as Joel did, hit us up on the Mo Karam Injury Lawyer live streams, both on YouTube and on Twitch. But let's talk about these Texans, because, Lopez, you're throwing out a question here that I'm very intrigued to get to how you got there.
Yeah. Look, can you make the argument that fixing the tight end room is more of a question than the offensive line?
Okay, more of a question.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or maybe even more important, but certainly more of a question than the offensive line. Because what do we hear about all these offensive linemen that they've brought in?
They've started. There's a lot of guys who've started games.
Yep.
There's obviously going to be a lot of competition.
Veterans.
A lot of vets.
Proven.
Absolutely.
They've done the job. Maybe, you know,
proven is one of those ones that makes my eye twitch a little bit.
Sure, me too. No, me too. But it is factually correct. You know, Cam Robinson, Trent Brown. Hell, you can even, you know, stretch it to some of these other guys that we may or may not have much confidence
Lagan
in.
Lagan Tomlinson.
Yeah, that was the one I was thinking of.
And your guy, Trent Brown.
And you said
your
proven.
Man.
Yeah, my guy.
Your man.
My guy, Trent Brown. It is factually correct. They've started. They've got experience. They've been proven in this league.
Been in the league for a long time.
Been in the league for a long time. Titus Howard falls into that category to a certain degree. You can't say that about tight end. Can you?
Dalton Schultz has started. He's been in the league.
Yeah, he's also
proven.
Undressed. He's also been undressed in this.
Also, is the problem if you've been undressed here?
Yeah.
If you got undressed other places, that don't concern us. If you've been undressed here, then it ends up being an issue.
But even if you don't believe that, and it's just here, or it was a fluke, or the scheme's going to change things.
Yeah.
He's never been a blocker.
Your offensive coordinator is a tight ends coach.
Yes.
He's just going to download blocking.te.exe into his program, hit run,
boom,
and everything's going to be good.
See, that's the point. Like, if you really think about the Texans right now at the tight end position,
yeah,
they have none of what you can say about the offensive line. Proven, done it. Veteran, of course, Dalton Schultz, and you can go to Irv Smith or whatever, but nevertheless. But, like, in terms of, like, they've done it, they've proven it, they can block, they can catch.
I'd still argue Dalton Schultz.
You can argue Dalton Schultz.
But he's not a blocker.
No,
and I don't think he ever has been, and that probably has been more of a miscast, and you could probably put that on Bobby Slowick, right?
Yeah.
I think your point stands when you get further, right? Mm-hmm. Cade Stover going into year two.
Unproven.
And that's the thing where you want to see the growth, and I think that there's probability and possibility of that being the case. But to be fair, like you're saying, you haven't seen it specifically at the level that you're hoping for him.
Obviously, Luke Lachey.
Luke Lachey is a rookie and a late-round rookie at that. We talk about Irv Smith. Irv Smith might be the one that you just go, I know what that is.
Yeah.
Like, even he is proven. He is all these things that we're talking about. He probably represents what we were talking about yesterday with the offensive line, which is the high floor, right? Where it's like, hey, You know what you're getting out of him. He's going to be a good blocker. Maybe, you know, you can get the ball to him periodically, but that's not really the entire intent of what you're doing here with him as a tight end. And I think he probably represents the high floor of the tight end space, but maybe not high ceiling as well. And then Brevin Jordan is complete. Let's see what it ultimately ends up being from him.
Yeah. You know, on all these tight ends, well, let me put it this way. On all these offensive linemen, most of the ones that they're going to be counting on, you can say, well, they've done it. Can you say that about any of these tight ends?
You know what my answer is going to be. There is one that I'll say yes. But here's the thing, and I hear what you're putting down. The only issue with this is I don't think you're wrong, right? Mm-hmm. More of a question when it comes to the tight ends in that way. But the problem is with tight ends, it's really still relatively individual performance. I mean, maybe you get out here in a 12 personnel. I mean, maybe if Nick Cayley gets his jollies off, he goes ahead and 13. Puts out here a 13 personnel. Yeah. You really get crazy with it, right? Those guys still aren't as dependent upon each other as the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Like, you can have good offensive line play in the individual, but, you know, it is very much that chain link mentality where the weakest link will go ahead and bust the whole chain. Mm-hmm. And that is some of the issues that we're talking about here, where it's not just can you get good play out of any of these cats? It's can you get a good enough play out of at least five of these cats in tandem at the same time, moving in the same direction? And I think that's where it's more of a question at tight end, because it's really just can you get one of these guys to play at a really high level, and hopefully can you get two of these guys to play at a really high level so you can really kind of circulate that and now have what you need there. And there's other pass catchers. Ain't nobody else blocking for you.
But here's the counterpoint to that. Number one, tight ends do work with the offensive line extensively.
Certainly.
Especially on blitz packages, on, you know, edge rushers that are, you know, next level, et cetera. And number two, you want a tight end that can do both. You don't want to see Brevin Jordan in there and say, okay, well, they're going to pass. You know, you don't want Dalton Schultz, even as much as you're that's the one that you say, I'll give him credit. And
that's right.
And that's fine.
I will be the Dalton Schultz defense.
That's your guy. That's your guy.
That's not going to serve me well.
You don't want.
I can't wait till Clint walk in here and say, what did I hear about you?
you don't want to put Dalton Schultz in there in a must run situation.
Yeah,
there's not like a quote number one tight end. And, you know, that you can say, I have no idea what they're going to do. Or much less two of those guys.
Sure.
So, and that's why I think it's you can ask a serious question about the tight end position.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Especially if you get to thinking about the ways in which the Nick Cayley offense might look. And of course, I will hesitate on might because, you know, I've been vocal. I'm still very eager to see what this offense actually is. But in theory, right, if it's going to be something that's inspired by the way that the Patriots run.
Right.
They like getting their tight ends involved in the run game and blocking. Right. Even if you look at what the Rams have done periodically, they've done a little bit different, but usually they like kind of, you know, play action, having that tight end involved in some of these things. And so, yes, I hear you, but we've seen offenses depending on, you know, especially game plan offense, playing to the strengths of your players. We've seen offenses that have pass heavy tight ends that are very, very rarely involved in the blocking. Have you seen an offense that does not have a stable offensive line be beneficial? Like, it just, it doesn't work that way. And that's where I would still lean back to the idea that, no, man, the question still fully and entirely lays at the offensive line. Even though I hear what you're saying, and I think it points to the idea that you don't have solid, definitive answers at tight end, and you're still hoping to see some level of development there.
I think the issue with this is I feel like Dalton Schultz didn't really show up last season like he should. Like, it's one thing you can't block. Like, I understand, you know, you want a tight end that could block. But, dog, you're supposed to be catching these passes. You're supposed to be getting up. Like, if you're not doing what you can do best, you're not even doing that.
Yeah,
that's when it becomes an issue because, shoot, looking at the Texans' last few tight ends, Jordan Akins, was he a great blocker?
I mean, he was –
like, yeah, I mean, yeah.
But I heard you wanted to cop. I can see it in your face. You wanted to cop a plea.
That's what I'm saying. But he was still catching passes, right, man, and making big plays.
Yeah.
So if Schultz was making plays and stuff, then I don't know we'd be having it. We'd probably be talking about the number two tight end.
I guess
if
what
they
I'm,
could block.
I guess what I'm getting at with this is, like, in this offense, this so-called Patriots offense that we think they're going to be running, et cetera.
No, no. It is a game plan offense. It is the Texans offense.
It's the Houston Texans.
As helmed by Nick
as they
Cayley.
Keep saying.
Don't let them come over here and talk to you, brother.
Sure. You want a tight end that lines up and the defense doesn't know what to expect. Want a tight end that the defense is going to have to choose, pick their poison.
Right.
Bracket him, you know, with a linebacker and whomever, or just cover him with a safety. You know, they have to pick their poison. And I don't know if the Texans have that.
Yeah, I think in a perfect world, that's the type of tight end you would want.
Exactly.
But Dalton Schultz is clearly not that
He's
type
not
of tight
that.
End. But
and,
he
and
could,
who is?
He could catch. He could run routes and catch and stuff. Yeah. But if he's not doing that right, then you have a bigger issue.
Yeah. And those are the unicorns of this, right? It's almost, and I don't know if this is exact. Like, this probably actually isn't exact, so I don't want to go exactly there. But my thought was, almost like the defensive tackle that you go, big guy that can run stop, but also get up and pressure him. Like, hey, there's a reason why those are special, right?
Yeah.
You don't have as many of those that do it in the way that you kind of want. But, I get your point that you don't have that in an exact way. And that's going to be another thing that is a little bit of a challenge for Nick Cayley, especially if you're coming in on the tip that this is going to be game plan. We're going to suit the strengths of our players. The strengths of your tight end group dictates that you're not necessarily going to have them uber involved or have them carrying heavy loads in blocking situations, and you're going to need to find a way to. And I think that even points more to why the offensive line is a question, because they hold the majority of the responsibility of blocking, and they should hold the majority of the responsibility of blocking, because as soon as you start asking Dalton Schultz to carry heavy responsibility blocking, I think that falls on you for asking it, not for him, on him for not being able to fully do that because you knew coming in. That's what it was. But, of course, that's why it's going to be big for Cade Stover to take a leap, and it's going to be important for the offensive line to be on their P's and Q's. I appreciate the conversation, though. I do think that highlights just how much those two positions are the ones that are going to be bellwethers on what your offense will look like in the 2025 football season. As that we're getting more and more information on what that's actually going to look like. We'll talk more about that when we go around the NFL here in the loop on Sports Radio 610. But before we get there, coming up next, let's do our question of the day. Inspired by how all y'all think that Adam Silver, the bald-headed one, is rigging the game.
How we know.
Says all y'all.
Y'all. You two in particular. And you also, facts. Dear listener, y'all out here saying that it's rigged. So, what's something that you rigged or cheated? 713-572-4610. And don't be bashful, because I know y'all got them. We'll text them in. We'll talk about them next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.